Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Ordinary Council meeting of Monday the 25th of March 2019, commencing at 5:30. The meeting is open to the public from now. Item 1.0 is apologies, and we don't have any. And Council acknowledges and pays respects to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional and original owners and continuing custodians of this land. All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes. Now, item 1.0, there are no apologies as we have a full complement of councillors this evening. Item 2.0, declarations of interest. Do we have any declarations of interest in any item on this agenda? Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Would you like to?
Items 5.2 and 8.4.
5.2 and 8.4, thank you.
Also, myself for 5.2 and 8.4 too, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Milburn. Any other declarations of interest?
Yes, Mayor. Agenda item 5.4 on page 42.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Item 3.1.1, confirmation of Council minutes of the 25th of February 2019. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Hollister. Do I have a seconder?
No. I'll second.
Thank you, Councillor Alexia. Councillor Hollister?
Nothing further to add. It's all in the minutes.
Thank you, Councillor Alexia. Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.1.2, minutes of the special council meeting held on the 4th of March. Do I have a mover of the recommendation for those minutes, please?
Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Do I have a seconder?
So seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Milburn. Councillor Laycock?
Nothing further to add.
Councillor Milburn?
Nothing further, Mayor.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Item 3.2 is public question time. Item 3.2.1, responses to questions raised at prior meetings. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Perry, thank you. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Councillor Milburn, Councillor Perry.
Nothing, Mayor, other than say an accurate reflection of what happened on the night. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Milburn.
I'd just like to note the question from Mr Gray that we're pursuing actively. Any activities and programs that will positively influence climate change, and that's reflected in tonight's meeting as well, so that's great for
Thank you.
The Council.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.2, questions on notice from the public. Do I have a mover for the recommendation?
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Do I have a seconder, please?
You do, Mayor.
Councillor Laycock, thank you. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Quite a detailed report, for some 14 pages and lots of questions. And all well answered. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock?
Nothing to add.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 3.2.3 is questions without notice from the public, which is when those members of the public in the gallery who would like to ask a question are asked to come forward, giving their name and address, and asking their two questions, please.
Right. Trevor Smith, 7 Glencourt, Devonport. Dear Chairperson, I wish to submit this question. The majority of ratepayers at this council agenda meeting pay for the water they use with a charge of $1.062 per kilolitre from Tazwater. How much does the Devonport Council pay Tazwater when you use a unmetered fire hydrant to fill up the refurbished 25-metre indoor pool, as well as to fill up the 50-metre outdoor Olympic pool yearly? Relating to algae in the pool in the recess period. Since the complex was built, the 50-metre pool has about 2.5 million litres and the indoor pool has about 375,000 litres of water replacement. Right. The Devonport Council reported to the media that the tolling of the 25-metre indoor pool would be completed by early February. It is now March, end of March, and the tile work has not been completed on the outskirts of the pool. Why is this so? Have you to reorder more tiles, or is it more complicated than that? Why has a ratepayer have to bring this issue to the council meeting when you have such a large workforce to look after an issue such as this?
Thank you, Mr. Smith. I'll take that on notice.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steel Street, Devonport. On the 10th of the 12th, 2018, I said to Council about two holes in the Lawrence Drive depot fence and the large amount of tree growth against the fence. The large hole was fixed within 5 working days. The tree growth was removed by the end of February and I was most impressed with the job done. My question, when will the smaller hole be fixed? Excuse me. And another hole big enough to get through has now appeared within 6 metres of a very nice piece of council machinery.
Thank you, Mr. Russell. We will take that on notice.
Excuse me. I've jotted down the location of the two holes for you.
Thank you very much.
Question. I see the Devonport City Council has started an audit of the Bass Strait Maritime Museum collection. Question, has the Devonport City Council done audits of other collections or storage areas which may hopefully turn up the missing items belonging to Devonport Sister City Association?
Mr. Dobson, did you have a response at this time?
Through you, Madam Mayor. The Bass Strait Maritime Centre, seeing their collection installed across various locations, is undergoing an audit to catalogue those items. The other collections of which I'm aware of, being the permanent collection of the Devonport City Council, permanent collection of art, is fully catalogued to date and in a single storage location.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Russell.
Thank you. I'd like a third question.
Malcolm Garden, 4 Beaumont Drive, Montana. Noting the Advocate article dated 23rd November 2019, titled 1.8 million for hotel land, where it states the council said it had an option to purchase the site back at a reduced price if construction was not substantially started within 18 months. And the general manager's statement at the 18th of March governance meeting in relation to a question as to the anticipated date of the commencement for construction of the hotel was that the anticipated date would be within the next couple of months. The question, therefore, is that with the current 2-year exclusivity period to get the hotel to construction stage, ending on the 4th of October 2019, why has it been necessary to give what appears to be a further exclusivity period of 18 months?
Mr. West?
Through you, Madam Mayor. It was part of the decision of council at the time in relation to there was a period of time once development approval was provided to allow the construction to commence.
Thank you. Did you have a second question, Mr.
Yeah, they already had until October to be substantially ready to start construction. Okay, second question.
Thank you.
At the February 2019 ordinary meeting, the General Manager finally stated in relation to releasing of information discussed in closed session that it is Council's discretion to determine the release of information as a result of its deliberations in closed session. Accordingly, will Council please advise if the release of the individual tenant fit-out costs for the food pavilion is just being withheld by Council, or is it as a result of Council signing a contract containing confidentiality clauses that gifts Providore Place Devonport Proprietary Limited, the recipient of those public monies and ratepayer-funded concessions, the absolute discretion as to whether there are to be any public disclosures?
Council has that discretion, Mr. Garland, and you are well aware of that.
Do you get the question? You have the discretion. I'm saying, because you have the discretion Council is withholding that information, or is it because you've signed confidentiality clauses in a contract?
The question has been asked and answered. It was discussed in closed session, and until we decide otherwise, it will remain in closed session. Thank you.
Just for clarification, please. You're telling me it's solely at Council's discretion to release those fit-out costs to the individual tenants? Nothing to do with the contract?
Well, that depends on the item, I would assume.
That's a straight-up question.
Mr. Gardam, please.
Answer you, Madam Mayor. The issue around the disclosure of the individual fit-outs for the tenancies is a matter that is dealt with through the contract with the operator of Providore Place, and at this stage that is not information that can be released, but as the Mayor has stated, there is a process that if Council wishes to release that information, but it has to be in conjunction with the individuals who are associated with that, because there are certain rights under the Right to Information Act and those sort of things that do come into play in all of this.
Thank you, General Manager. So we are signing contracts that prevents the public disclosure of the expenditure of public money.
Thank you, Mr.
Gardam. I foreshadow a third question. Thank you,
Mr. Gardam.
Thank you, Mayor. Bob Vellacott, ratepayer, 11 Cocker Place, Devonport. My question is in pertaining to Providore Place, Devonport Proprietary Limited. Mayor, as you are now well aware, that Council has the option to stipulate that business items and decisions discussed in closed sessions, except, of course, those of a personal and private matter or where there is a chance of litigation, can be made public. I note in the closed session of the agenda for this meeting of the 25th of March, item 8, closed session 8.4, Providore Place is listed. I ask, Mayor, will you, and I know you cannot answer for other councillors, give an undertaking to ratepayers that you will, to show true openness and transparency, you will stipulate and vote accordingly to disclose the outcome of any decisions as soon as possible made in regard to what is discussed tonight, providing, of course, it does not conflict with the conditions outlined above. Will you also give the same commitment as outlined above in regard to all future dealings, agreements, and commitments with Providore Place Devonport Proprietary Limited and any other entity associated with the Living City now and in the future?
Mr. Bellicott, as you are well aware, I am one vote around the table and I absolutely cannot give that undertaking. If it's Council's will and it's possible under all of the laws that Mr. West has already outlined, then I will make it public, but that's not my decision and you are well aware of that, Mr. Bellicott. Did you have a second question?
Well, as a representative of ratepayers, I thought you could give them commitments that you will reveal as much as possible of information where huge amounts of money are expended. Thank you.
Thank you.
The lease agreement between Council and Providore Place Proprietor Limited for the operation and management of the food pavilion has created much speculation as to the actual conditions of the contract. In addition, Council has advised in writing that the agreement was not subjected to legal review, and accordingly, I ask for an acknowledgement from those councillors present and involved in approving the agreement as to who read the actual agreement prior to its signing.
Mr. Bellicott, there's information there that I'm not prepared to discuss with you at this time.
Not prepared. Thank you. I reserve the right to question three. Thank you.
Good evening. Jenny Clare, Devonport.
I need your full address, Ms. Clare.
No, I prefer not to give it.
Well, as long as it's on the document that...
could I just explain? I am a little bit concerned about my own safety at the moment, and you might see why, but I will give you my address, 57 Gun Street.
Thank you.
The advocate on Saturday informed us that the contractors are being sought for the waterfront park, and indeed the council notice seeking tenders and expressions of interest was also in the paper. So despite the mayor repeating at every opportunity her "no decisions have been made" mantra, the council is ready to find a contractor to build the park. So despite the council's protestations of listening to the community, we find the mayor saying last Friday, "We're looking to start fairly soon." So let's go back and see how the council publicised the plan. Were there large billboards on the site, a 3D model on view, artist impressions on the big screen, or indeed the simple measure of flyers? Were flyers available? No. Anyone who read the questions in the council survey knows that they did not address the issue of finding out what people thought of the proposed plan. Would you use a lawn area? Anyone would say yes to that question. Those results provide no meaningful information and they are at odds with the 70% of opposed, which was the result on the Living City discussion page. I'm just going to have to get a drink of water. I'm sorry about that. Let's just sit that there. The representations given to the architect were clearly ignored, as no substantial change was made in response, not even to the important safety issues. The council has tried to give the appearance of listening, but they did not take any notice. Clearly not. All the community's concern about this park has fallen off on deaf ears. So my question tonight is this. Did the council ever have any intention of modifying the parkland plan in response to input from the Devonport community, or was it a done deal from the start?
Most of that is, of course, your opinion, Ms. Clare, and we certainly have made some changes in response to submissions that were made, and those have been taken, quite a few of those submissions have been taken into consideration. I'm not sure whether Mr. West has anything else.
Through you, Madam Mayor, the issue around the advertisement for the contractors, it's a two-part tender process. At this stage, the only request has been for people to lodge submissions if they wish to be considered as part of the next stage of the tender process. So it's a pre-qualification process. It is a reasonably normal process to follow when you're talking about a tender for the quantum that we're looking at for this particular project.
Did you have a second question?
I do have a second question. Not only has the council ignored its own constituents, it has done so with contempt, derision, a stream of misinformation and underhand tactics. The setting up of cosy mayoral interviews with Brian Carlton on Tasmania Talks is a case in point. Next day, Carlton tried to stifle in shock jock style the voice of an opponent of the park, namely me. And there are also Mr Carlton's later attempts at character assassination of myself on last Thursday's show. Was that merely Mr Carlton's idea?
I don't think so. Ms Clare...
Carlton, when chatting to the mayor, spoke of the yellow ribbon protest, describing it as unnecessary as putting a collar on an indoor cat. I am coming to a question. What did the mayor do? Did she correct his patronising assertion? No, she laughed. This clearly shows her level of regard for the community. Then we have Councillor Perry, who refers on his Facebook page to the misplaced hyperventilation contaminating the facts and dismisses other information as coming from a mischievous Facebook page, meaning the Living City discussion page. When asked to clarify the figure in question, namely the total cost to the council of preparing the hotel site over 17 years in readiness for its sale to Fairbrother, what was his response? Did he give an insightful answer to that fair question asked by me?
Order, Mayor.
No, he deleted that comment from the first I've ever asked on his page and banned me. So in various ways, the council has tried to control the information available and stifle debate.
That's enough.
I am not a liar.
Mr Hollister? Councillor Hollister?
What?
It's my court at this point. Thank you.
Then there was the shocking incident which took place last Tuesday when the mayor took some Save the Park flyers from a Devonport shop and made off with them, presumably once again thinking to stifle discussion.
This is out of order.
Ms Clare.
I'll jump to my question then. Now, I can't jump to the question because it won't make sense. The Facebook page around Devonport is another concern. It provides much condemnation of my Facebook page and indeed stifles any meaningful discussion of living city problems. And why would that be? A strong link to the Council of the Administrator, perhaps. As those who heard my call with Mr Carlton will know, he thinks anonymous pages that take a stance are hypocritical in the extreme and is adamant on this point.
Ms Clare, you've had your 3 minutes.
The page should make their affiliations known. 4 minutes, 2 minutes and 45.
You have 3 minutes.
It is once again, yes, and I've got 16 seconds. It is once again a case of 7AD working hand in glove with the council. So my question is this. Did this council have any part in the shocking way I was treated by Brian Carlton on Tasmania Talks?
Ms Clark.
And if so, you should not be advertising with that. If not, why are you still advertising with that program?
Ms Clare, as probably everyone in this room knows, Mr Carlton is very much an independent. I have absolutely categorically say that that was never my intention, and I have been told on occasion that there will come a time when I have absolutely no responsibility for that, and I will not take any responsibility for that. How he deals with his callers is absolutely his call, and how he deals with me next time he speaks to me will may be different. And I take great offence at the comments that you've made about some of my fellow aldermen. I'm the leader of this team, and I understand that you can come at me personally, and you obviously have taken great delight in that, but I will not allow you or your trolls to take me down. That won't happen. I have a responsibility to a large number of this community, as we all do, and I find it very offensive that you have taken this personal point of view. I am happy to answer your questions if they are brought to us in a reasonable and confident and open manner. However, I'm sorry, this is...
Given that the council advertises with 7AD.
7AD is not my responsibility. What they say and do on 7AD is not my responsibility. And I have absolute, and I take offence to you suggesting that that might be otherwise. Thank you. Any other questions?
My name is Graham Nevin. My address is 145 Percy Street, Devonport. I'm a ratepayer.
Thank you, Mr. Nevin.
My question to council is this, but I'll refer to the place as Providor Place. It's also, I gather, referred to as a food pavilion. I'm not quite sure if there's any difference. It seems to appear in the council minutes as both food pavilion and Providor Place. So my question is this, does the head lease between the Devonport City Council and Providor Place Devonport Proprietary Limited regarding Providor Place include what is commonly called a director's guarantee clause?
That's a question I can't answer off the top of my head. Will we take it on notice, Mr. West? Thank you.
Okay. My second question is, did council procure a legal practitioner to prepare the head lease regarding Providor Place?
Thank you, Mr. Nevin. We'll include that in the response. Thank you.
Both those questions, yep, and it'll be taken on notice, yep, are they?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any other questions?
Tony Butler, 2 Drew Street, East Devonport.
Thank you, Mr. Butler.
Wright Street, East Devonport, which is a main street, I take it, from Chas Kelly down to the sea. I think it's it.
Thank you.
Outside the tyre service, there's a sinkhole forming.
In Wright Street.
Outside Dowling McCarthy's. The police have been notified, somebody else has been notified, but it's just getting bigger and it's on the bike track. So we'll have to dig a hole to find the bloke riding the bike or the woman.
Thank you. We will take that on notice and follow that up. Thank you very much.
And Bass Street, not probably the best thing in the world. I believe the chief's in charge of that. Since it's been taken over, why is the notice still left on Bass Street that it's not in council care?
Good point, and again, we will follow that up. Thank you. Are there any other questions? Mr. Russell, you had a third question?
I did, thank you very much, but I think I'll leave it to another time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Gardam, did you have a third question?
It gives me no pleasure to ask this question, but my question is directed to the Mayor. It's been an observation over your tenure as acting Mayor and now Mayor that in chairing public meetings of Council you appear to struggle to be unbiased towards some speakers with selective interruptions and application of the rules. As an example, at the Waterfront Precinct public information session on the 22nd of November 18, during question time, you allowed a Miss Sylvia Sayers, manager of 7AD, now 89.9 FM, and a vocal supporter of Living City, on not less than two occasions to make lengthy statements supporting the Waterfront and Living City concept without once interrupting or prompting her for a question. While interrupting other speakers and insisting that questions be presented forthwith. Equally, this regularly applies to these ordinary meetings as well. At times, your approach is aggressive, to the point that some may feel bullied and intimidated. My question is, will you, Mayor, commit to undertaking training to ensure you are sufficiently equipped to chair meetings in a fair and reasonable manner, applied equally to all as required?
I am continually learning, Mr. Gardam, and I will continue to learn as all of us who are living and breathing should be. It's my undertaking to run these meetings as well as I possibly can, and it's your opinion that whether or not I'm doing it well, and I take your opinion on board. Thank you.
Yeah, my opinion is over the three years I've been coming, I have seen a biased towards those that you think might be going to ask a curly question as to those you think are going to throw platitudes on the council and its actions.
So, your opinion, thank you.
Well,
thank you.
It's an observation that's substantiable. Thank you.
I take it on board that that is your opinion. Thank you. Mr. Stegman, I apologise. I didn't realise you...
That's all right. Peter Stegman, 118 River Road, East Devonport. As council now is in the convention and conference business with an 800 delegate capacity investment, can council please advise how many international and interstate conference attendees the entire state attracted in the year ending 2018? And if Devonport had attracted 5% of this number, how many delegates would that be?
I'll take that on notice. Thank you, Mr. Stegman.
Maybe your Convention and Arts Centre Director might know the answer. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sure he does. Mr. Bellicott?
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Mayor, why was my question on notice about the Waterfront Precinct Hotel site, reference page 17 and 18 in the agenda tonight? The question was, please name which entities provided the alternative demolition costings. This was not answered. And why was tenders not called as per normal for the demolition, so that on the basis the job could have been awarded to the lowest bid and or negotiations carried out with Fairbrother on that basis? In other words, normally I would have thought for a job that size, tenders would have been called. Tenders weren't called, as I understand.
Thank you, Mr. Bellicott.
Madam Mayor. The responsibility for council in relation to tenders where of funds that it's paying is the limit is $250,000 from memory. So it was below that threshold. The other aspect of your question is why the other information wasn't provided. If you would like to access that information, please submit a right to information request, and we will contact the person that did submit that price to assess whether they are prepared for that information to be released. Because there are obligations on council under the public information or the privacy information procedures of the State Government Acts that doesn't allow us to release some of those informations without the third party agreeing to that information being released.
Just to clarify, yes, I fully understand that, Mayor, that part of it. But what I can't understand is council would have really, if it wanted to, have called tenders, couldn't it? Could it or could it not?
Through you, Madam Mayor, the question in relation to that was that the council was only, as part of the agreement with Fairbrothers, only contributed 50% of the cost for the demolition. And in fact, it was 3/4 of that building will be part of the site that will remain in council's ownership. And so therefore, it was in council's best interest, and based on the other quote that we had received from a reputable demolition contractor, that it was in council's best interest to negotiate directly the demolition through the contract with Fairbrother.
Thank you. Find it hard to understand. Thank you.
Thank you. I would just like to ask, when is the council going to get the arborist report? Has it been done, or are we still waiting for it? We have been waiting for it for 4 months.
Thank you. I think that's been explained, but I'm happy for the council, for the general manager to go through that again. Thank you.
Through you, Madam Mayor. The issue with the arborist report, at this stage, there will be an arborist that will be engaged to undertake an assessment of the trees once the final plans are prepared for construction plans. It would be premature to appoint an arborist to assess the trees, particularly in some cases where the trees aren't going to be touched. And so until that final construction plan is completed, based on the feedback the council gave to the architects at the end of February, it would be premature to actually appoint an arborist.
I heard on it that on the preliminary inspection, the arborist found that some of the trees were dangerous. Several events since then, lots of people have been sitting under the trees. Does that mean the council's not concerned about their safety in this period of time?
Through you, Madam Mayor, just to clarify that, we haven't had an arborist actually undertake the review that you're referring to. I'm not quite sure where that information
came from. Well, it came from Councillor Laycock, who mentioned to me that some information came to her that some of the trees
there
were unsafe.
There was a person that previously worked for council that had some views on some of the trees. It wasn't in relation to their structure or their stability. It was more in line with whether they should remain or shouldn't.
Thank you.
Thank you. That being the end of public question time, we'll move on to item 3.3, questions on notice from councillors, of which we don't have any. On item 3.4, notices of motion, again, we don't have any. And item 4.0, we don't have any planning authority matters. Item 5.0 is reports. Item 5.1 is the financial assistance scheme round 2, 2018 and 19. We have a recommendation from that committee. Can I have a mover and seconder of that recommendation, please?
Happy to move that, Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Councillor Perry, thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. It's good to see so many of our clubs and organisations being successful. May I just ask a question, please, on one of the unsuccessful ones, and that is the RSL. I'm not quite sure what that equipment was that they wanted to improve media capabilities. Was it a sound system, was it?
It was TV. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Good report. Obviously typically these grant applications are generally oversubscribed, so council does have to make decisions in the best interest of council and the organisations involved. And I think our review committee has done a fine job on this occasion. So I thank them for that.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed, Madam
Mayor. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.2, I will ask those people who have declared an interest to leave the room, please, at 6:07. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Councillor Hollister, Councillor Perry, thank you. Councillor Hollister.
It's all in the report.
It's a recommendation to receive the most probably city stage one final report. Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I just refer to a couple of comments in the conclusion. Where it says stage one has had positive impact on local business confidence and has become the catalyst for new development in the city, and only just yesterday in the Tasmanian Mercury. Devonport leads property sales in Tasmania by a long way for, I think it didn't quite specify the period, but I'm assuming it was for 12 months because of the numbers. And I've spoken since to someone in the Real Estate Institute of Tasmania, and he also confirmed that not only for the past 12 months, but for the last few years, Devonport has led the way in property sales, a quantum of property sales in Tasmania. Now, that can be in no small part due to the confidence at Living City, the Living City project, whether you like it, all of it, none of it, some of it. It's irrefutable evidence that the confidence that the project has given to people inside Devonport and from other areas around Tasmania and interstate, the confidence that has exuded has made a positive difference to the city of Devonport. The Living City project, apart from how well we've handled it, is not just about bricks and mortar, it's about giving confidence to our people, giving them a future, having our children stay here, and allowing us to compete with other regional centres, not only in Tasmania but in Australia, for the tourism dollar. And I think we've done a great job, and I think it needs to be all the negativity needs to be put into context, and we need to understand what Living City is driving for this city apart from bricks and mortar. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Any other comments? Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. I just find it interesting some of those items in this report, including on page 36, it says the Parranapple Centre and how we've got this centre open for business now. And look, everyone will say what a resounding success our function centre upstairs is. Oh, I couldn't disagree more. It's been amazing. What a shame to hear that there's a function centre having to close because of it, in competition to us. And this is the reason why I never wanted to see us take a loan out to build this building. It's incredible. This building's amazing. Everyone raves about it that comes into this building. It's incredible. But it's just such a shame to see that we've actually got a business that's looking at closing and having to do something else in that building because we're competing with it. The other item we've got here on page 37 and 36, as well, as about the tenancy fieldouts for Providore Place. Interesting to note, we still don't have four leases in place and we weren't meant to build the building in the first place. Our previous mayor said we would not build Providore Place until we had four leases in place. We still don't. Yeah. But that seems to be okay. And it really just, I struggle with this all the time. I seem to be the only one. I don't know. There seems to be others in the room now that are elected as councillors that do agree with me. They can't be in the room at the time. And I just like to point these things out because we need to be aware. Council should be about roads, rates and rubbish. And unfortunately, I get into trouble for that. Don't applaud me. Oh, don't you worry. I'm the black sheep. Making a point here and I'm going to make it.
Okay.
So what I want to say is we've got 220,000K left for the fit out. I'd like to know, where's that going to be allocated? Is that for TASTAFE or is it also for the other empty room in Providore Place? For the fit-out.
Through you, Madam Mayor. It's certainly not for TASTAFE. That's being funded through a grant from the state government directly to TAFE, and that's their responsibility.
Thank you.
It'll be a matter the council can discuss in relation to any further fit-out works that may occur on that site.
Okay, so it could be for that empty room at the moment, could be? Yes? Thank you. Oh, I've had enough. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Hollister to close.
It's just a pity that there's so much confidence about.
I'll put the motion. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? If you, members of the gallery, wish to remain in the gallery, please be quiet while the council meeting's in session. Thank you. Did I put the motion? Was there anyone against the motion? No, the motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item, I need to bring my fellow councillors back in the room. Thank you. Item 5.3 is the tender report for contract CPO158, the modern burial system stage 2. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman. Councillor Laycock. Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
Look, we've done a lot of work in the past about this. I'm not sure how up to date our lovely new councillors are, but this is an incredible system that we've adopted. It might seem strange to people out there the way we're going with this, but it's what the modern world is doing. It's a bit of a different type of system, but it really makes sense in for the land that we've got and how much area that we allocate to burials and the cemetery that we've got out there. It certainly makes sense, and so I'm really pleased that we're going forward with this. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Lacon?
Nothing to add. I think Alderman... Councillor Jarman said it all. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yes, support previous speakers, and good to see we come in again under budget of the $1.05 million project, coming in at $987,000, which again highlights the financial responsibility that Council undertakes of late. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Jarman to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.4. Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
You do, ma'am.
Thank you, Councillor Milbourne. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Hollister. Councillor Milbourne.
I believe on return, Councillor Laycock provides a report, which would be great to see, so I wish her well.
Thank you. Thank you. Councillor Hollister?
I believe councillors should go to conferences. A lot don't go now because of public comps and condemnation about it. But when councillors don't go to conferences, they don't learn anything, and they need to educate themselves as best as they can, and that's one way of doing it.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Innes?
I agree that it's important that we attend these sorts of things, and the other key thing is to make sure that there is a comprehensive report when people return and share the learnings.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Milbourne to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.5, Local Government Association nomination for membership on the General Management Committee. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
More than happy to move that, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock.
Second.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. I'm sure all the councillors around the table will vote for this. This is a very prestigious position for our Mayor to have, and it's a very important committee for her to be part of, where she is representing this end of the state, and of course she has the ear of the Premier of the day sitting around a table like this, talking about the issues and the things that happen in our neck of the woods. So, as I said, I'm sure everyone will vote for this to happen, and of course then it goes to the big vote. We'll see what happens with the other councils. So we wish you all the best with that, Mayor Rockliffe, and let's hope it comes out the way we want it to. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
No, happy for you to represent us there, and certainly hope that you can have that representation at that level. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 5.6 is the Local Government Association of Tasmania General Meeting, which will be held here on Friday the 29th. Now, I note that there are a couple of contentious issues on the agenda that my fellow councillors might like to give me some direction on. We have a recommendation that the agenda be received and noted. I'm just seek advice from the General Manager. We will move this recommendation first. And then if anyone wants to discuss any of the items or give me some direction around some of those, we will do that as a separate motion. So the recommendation that we have before us is that the agenda be received and noted. So if we could deal with that first, and then if any of those items that have been mentioned particularly that you would like to give me some direction on, we will discuss that then. So do I have a mover of the recommendation that the agenda be accepted? Oh, noted. Thank you, Councillor Laycock. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you, Councillor Milbourn. Councillor Laycock?
I'll mention what I was going to say in the next section, next part. Thank you, Mayor.
Okay. Councillor Milbourn?
Nothing further to add.
Okay. Any other comments, questions on the agenda? Councillor Laycock, to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Now, if there are any particular recommendations out of that that Council would like to give me as a direction, I'm happy to take it as a motion from the floor. Councillor Jarman?
Is there someone that can go before me if anyone else has got some questions? I've got a few. I'm sorry. Is there anyone else? I'm just trying to...
Councillor Laycock?
But what I was hoping, and I'm sure that our council will vote against the change of Australia Day. This is something I feel very strongly about. I shouldn't have to debate it here, but I wasn't quite sure. My question was going to be, how are we going to vote on that as a council at this general meeting? So do we have a discussion around this now, or...
If you would like to move a motion, we can discuss. That would be fine.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, a motion could be that this council votes against 2.3, the recognition of Australia Day, that our council is against changing the date. Words around that. Yeah. I'm
against lobbying the Australian government to change the...
Yep. Thank you.
Okay. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Yeah. Thank you, Councillor Murphy. Councillor Laycock, did you want to add anything?
No, it's self-explanatory. Thank you.
Councillor Murphy?
I confer with Councillor Laycock, we shouldn't be changing the day, and leave it at that.
Okay. Anyone else want to make a comment? Councillor Jarman?
If I may, I just don't know if you're happy to word it a certain way, that's all, because I can't... I understand your notice of motion, but I can't agree to it the way it's just worded, because I have nothing against the fact that we have an Australia Day celebration. It doesn't matter what date it is. I certainly believe in having an Australia Day celebration. I have an issue with the date, personally, and a lot of people that I talk to do. So I just don't know if we word it the fact that we certainly don't want to stop having an Australia Day.
Well, I don't want to change from the
You're
day it is.
The date. No okay. problem, that was
so
just my
question. So
however
the General Manager would like to word that motion,
no, that's
I'm very
fine.
Happy. It's quite clear.
Thank you. I've just got clarity. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister?
Yes, I certainly don't want to change the day, the date. I believe it's very appropriate. And I think after being at Harmony Day here at the weekend, and I noticed the Aboriginal people that were here for the Welcome to Country, couldn't stand up for the Australian National Anthem, and I think that's disgusting.
Thank you, Councillor Hollister. Councillor Milbourn.
I support the changing the date. It's a part of... Sorry, I wasn't expecting to speak on this today. I feel quite strongly about it. Harmony Day is an example of how all our cultures can come together to celebrate a day. The date is something that is quite contentious, especially in our Aboriginal community. I'm not Aboriginal, so I don't know how they feel, but I can empathise why they feel the way they do, and I think that I personally need to support them by not supporting this motion.
Thank you. Councillor Ennis?
I too agree that we need to certainly have an Australia Day, but I have concerns about having a day where everyone could be happy with, and if people, you know, particularly our First People, are very concerned about it, then we should be concerned about it too.
Thank you. Does anyone else want to add anything else at this point? As I've said, I'm up to you to direct me, I guess, but I actually don't feel terribly strongly about Australia Day one being the 26th of January. It really personally wouldn't bother me if we changed the date. It's only been Australia Day since the 1988 or something. It's not like it's been Australia Day since the year dot. I'm happy to go with the vote. Councillor Perry, did you have
a... Yeah, no, I support January 26th as Australia Day.
Okay, thank you. And I'll just put that to the
Councillor Ennis made the point, we'll never be happy, all Australia will never be happy with a given day, we'll never be happy about anything in Australia because there are always
And I guess just to clarify, the motion is that Legat lobby the Australian government to change the date of Australia Day. It's not a decision that Legat's going to make. It's not a decision that we're going to make. So in the end, I will vote with however you direct me to vote. So Councillor Laycock, you have the opportunity to close the debate.
Well, I don't really think I can say any more than what I've said. It might have only been in place on the 26th of January since 1985, whatever it is, but that's where it is. We can't keep changing dates for everybody. I'm not against our First Peoples celebrating another date. I'm not against them at all. It's just the way it is. And how we're just going to keep on changing dates because a few are not happy. Or whatever, I don't know, but it just seems quite easy. Oh, well, we don't want that there. And I know the reasoning. I understand that. And they certainly are entitled to their opinion and what they want to do. But if I had to vote on it at this point, it would be not to change the date. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll declare the discussion closed, and I'm sorry we dropped it on you that way, but I really needed to have some direction from you. So I will put the motion. All those in favour of voting with the motion as it sits, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? I apologise. The voting on the screen, which is that I vote against the motion. That sounds very complicated, doesn't it? So those who agree with Councillor Laycock and want me to vote against the motion on Friday, please say aye.
Aye.
Those who want me to vote oppositely, please say aye. Oh, nay. I'll have to ask for a show of hands. Okay, hang on. So Councillor Laycock wants me to vote against the motion that's sitting there and a vote saying that Australia Day should stay where it is. Can I ask for a show of hands, please? Councillor Laycock, Councillor Murphy, Councillor Perry, Councillor Alexio and Councillor Hollister. Those against, Councillor Milburn, Councillor Jarman, Councillor Ennis and Councillor Rockliffe. The motion as put by Councillor Laycock is... passed, is carried, 5-4. Thank you for the debate. It's not an easy thing to be discussing and I will accept your direction. Thank you. Is there any other item on that agenda that you would like to have some direction to me on? Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. I might just only have questions, so bear with me. Page 149, bear with me because it's not that easy to do this on here. Page 149, I've marked for some reason, so bear with me. What's that with? Oh, it's the conference. I thought we were going to try and obviously get the conference, and I can see why it's saying they're going to wait for us to have the hotel. Couldn't we have tried to have, because it's not like it's 800 people. Usually on average that's between 250 and 350 attend this conference. Couldn't we have accommodated those people up here?
Absolutely, and I certainly had that conversation with the Legat CEO.
And?
And no, we'll wait.
Okay.
I certainly made the point that we've been able to accommodate them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
And it was disappointing for me.
Okay, no worries. 153, bear with me again. Oh, I understand with the votes... Some councils, unfortunately, only have the weight of one vote per vote. And our vote, for example, is four, I believe, or three?
Three.
Four, 3. So I understand that this was very contentious, this one. So this is elected members' allowances. Can we just have a bit of clarification of what it was really all about? Because obviously, if you count up how many councils voted against it, they won. But because of weight of how many votes you get per vote, they lost because the bigger councils voted for it.
Is that minutes?
Now, is it because they get more allowances? Yeah. I just don't know. You might be able to...
I might need to take that on notice.
Sorry.
Councillor Jarman, because I'm assuming that's minutes from the last meeting and I'd need to go back to the agenda to clarify that.
If you add up the against and the fours, really, there was more against, but because of weighting of the
I think there was...
My
recollection is there was a fairly long discussion around the fact that some of the councils are smaller, they cover more area so that their councillors do have more driving to do, more people in outlying areas, etc.
Oh, okay.
And I think that was their argument. But I really can't recall what the vote was about.
Thank you.
It was about 3 months ago now.
I'll
take it on notice. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
And again, was there anything else that anyone wanted to leave to my discretion?
Oh. Question, Madam Mayor.
Yes, Councillor Hollister. Yes, it has. Yeah. It's based on population. Yeah. Okay, thank you for that discussion. Item 5.7, the Vietnam Veterans Association of Australia Memorial Park. Do I have a mover of option 1 or option 2 as listed on our agenda, please?
I'd like to move option 2 if that's the one. Bear with me, sorry. Yes, option 2.
Option 2. Do I have a seconder for option 2?
No? Interesting.
Yes, I'll second it.
Thank you, Councillor Alexio. Councillor Jarman.
Can someone just tell me what page is that on, please? I'm sorry.
219.
Thank you. Thank you. Look, I certainly am a huge supporter of our wonderful Defence Force. I'm an ex-RAFI wife. I'm certainly in belief of honouring the dead and certainly all the things that we do in over the years that we do them very well. Now, I have been part of the history of where we have built quite a few memorials already in the area. I can remember that there was quite a big debate on not just doing another brick wall last time, and this is going back quite a few years ago now, because I remember Alderman Key was here at the time, and we were talking about doing things a bit more artistic, a little bit more different. We didn't get that across, that's okay, but we can't just keep putting up wall after wall of, and if that's the way we're going to go, it's just going to be a bit convoluted down there. I certainly believe we need to look at something. I wouldn't mind if we, instead of saying that it does not support the request, that we're happy to talk to them further about it, maybe do a workshop with them of what else we could do, but, you know, instead of just saying no, we do not support. Because it's in a way that we certainly support. We're happy to recognise this as Tasmania State Memorial. It's going to be wonderful. But just another brick wall with plaques on them is going to start... Everyone's going to want to have to do that down there, and we're going to end up with wall after wall in a beautiful area again. Let's not fill it up with too many walls. There are other ways to do this and to support and to do memoriams in a nicer and more artistic way. Thank you.
Councillor Alexia.
Yes, I totally agree with Councillor Jarman on her notes.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister.
I'm actually a Vietnam veteran. I better state that first. All this asking for is that... state branch's proposal in principle. They haven't even come up with any plans as to what they might like. Eventually, when they do come up with plans, if we support it in principle, we would look at the plans and we could yay or nay it then at that stage. So I believe it's worth looking at, and I'll vote against recommendation 2.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yes.
Councillor Laycock, then Councillor Innes. Councillor Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. I'll certainly be voting against it. For the simple reason, it says that the second part of option two is that it does not, this council does not support the request for an additional memorial. And as I think Councillor Hollister has just said, we don't know yet what it's going to be and we can work closely with them on that. Now, this is one war, I suppose I can say, that when our veterans came back, they were spat on when they marched down Sydney streets. Now, if the least we can do is put up something down there for them, we should be doing it. I think it's very disrespectful. They paid the ultimate sacrifice to go away and defend our country, and that's why we live in this wonderful democracy. We shouldn't be talking about how it should be at this point. Option one says that we say, yes, we want to agree with them being Tasmania's state memorial, but then we don't want to build any more to make it come up to that level. So we need to get our act together here, so I'm going to vote against it. And I certainly wouldn't want to be the one that tells everybody that we did that. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Innes.
I think the fact that it's going to be a state memorial for the Vietnam veterans would bear some consideration of how well we did it. And I agree that we need to do it, but how well we go about it, and I know traditionally the walls have been the way, and that's always been the way, but it's 2019 and maybe there's other ways in which we can honour our people that have done went to war.
There's certainly individual memorials for those who died from Tasmania, as this, and not a wall on that walk out there, so that's separate and different.
Yep.
Thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Councillor Innes. Councillor Murphy.
I won't be supporting option two. I think option one is more sound, based on that the letter that they're actually asking for in principle support, and that we will develop the design and plans for council's consideration and approval. And I think that will provide us the perfect opportunity to be inclusive and to hold those discussions with the Vietnam Veterans Association, and therefore would be able to then have input in relation to the design, taking into consideration that upon any approval that we will be responsible for ongoing maintenance. So I think that needs to be considered, and we can have that input at that stage, and therefore hopefully be able to have something that is not only respectful to the Vietnam vets, but also provides the opportunity for Devonport to become a focal point for those people to come and pay their respects.
Thank you. Councillor Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Yeah, I won't be supporting option two either. I think noting the risk implications is the point made that there's a risk that continued applications for memorials will be received by council and Victoria Parade will become an ad hoc area. I think in practice that won't happen because every single wall, every single piece of infrastructure that goes on Victoria Parade will be assessed against the merits that they need to be. So I don't think that this idea that one wall will give rise to a lot of other walls coming along without council's permission, authority or, I guess, endorsement. So I don't think that's a relevant fact. Now, the Tasmanian branch want to endorse the Demort Vietnam War Memorial Park at Bluff Road as a state memorial. That's the existing one, not the new one. So I think Councillor Innes made the point that they want to construct a new one and call that the state memorial. I think they are referring to the current one as a state memorial. And I refer to Councillor Murphy's point, the design principles for whatever they may put up as another wall or whatever it might be, whatever configuration it may take, will be in conjunction with Council's planning department. So I'm sure Council is well protected from a bad design, a poor design, or a design that doesn't meet the amenity of the area, if in fact gets to that stage. And I'd suggest we're a long way from that, but if it does, then Council will still have full control of the design, not full control of what can go there and what can't, is essentially what I'm trying to say. So I can't support option two on that basis. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Everyone's had their opportunity. Councillor Jarman to close.
I really appreciate this debate and I'm happy to withdraw option two if you would like.
No, that's all right.
I was happy with the debate. I'm really happy because I was really, I suppose it's different, a different group of people sitting around the table this time, and I'm heartened by the comments to this table because that's what we need to do, because honestly we just need to stop recreating things that are not as respectful and totally understand. And we must remember there is already acknowledgement to the Vietnam vets down there. That's why it's called that. So we certainly are acknowledging them. So I'm quite happy to withdraw that and it happened for someone else to go for option one. Thank you. If Councillor Alexiou is happy to withdraw as well, I guess, because he seconded the motion, which is very nice of him too.
Happy to withdraw there.
In that case, we will do that. Thank you, Councillor Jarman, for withdrawing that motion.
I'll second option one.
Thank you, Councillor Perry. Councillor Murphy. Councillor Perry, did you have anything else to add?
No, Madam Chair, just reiterate the points I made minutes ago. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Murphy.
Yeah, and I think Councillor Jarman was spot on the money there, so it was good to be able to have the debate and come up with a very sensible outcome.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Perry to close.
Your council, make the point again, I guess council will have jurisdiction over any planning or any design matter, so we can be comforted by that, and I trust the recommendation will get up. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 5.8 is a notice, a climate change notice of motion to Legat. Do I have a mover for the motion as we have put it, please?
Yes, please.
Councillor Jarman.
Seconded.
Councillor Milbourne.
Thought you would.
Councillor Jarman.
Thank you. And look, I'm just wondering if I'm allowed, and obviously, Councillor Milbourne, if you'll allow my a little bit of leeway here, I'd just like to mention coastal erosion in this. I did speak to the General Manager about this previously. It is not only is this forefront in everybody's mind, and we need to do this, and I'm really pleased we're putting this notice of motion through about climate change, but I'd just like the wording of coastal erosion to be included. Perhaps in C, was it? The state government has a particular role in assisting local governments in dealing with the impacts of climate change and coastal erosion. It's just that people are really wanting that highlighted at the moment, especially being an island state like we are. We've got a lot of concerns going on here, let alone at poor old King Island and Flinders Island as well. So thank you. If Councillor Milbourne was willing to let me
Councillor Milbourne, are you happy with that addition?
Yes, that's fine.
Thank you. I won't need to speak on it any further. I think it's all there for everybody to have a look at. Thank you.
Okay. Did you, Councillor Milbourne?
Thank you. I think it's really in line with the Tasmanian Climate Change Office and their two projects, which are Climate Resilient Councils Tasmania Project and Coastal Hazard Movement Project or Management Project, which I think also adding coastal erosion really supports that. This motion really demonstrates to ELGAT that the Devonport City Council is really clear in its advocacy towards climate.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Innes?
Yes, I'd be very pleased to support the fact that our council is standing up for climate change when some other governments aren't.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Hollister?
Yes, I'll definitely support the recommendation. I know even up to 5 or 6 years ago, other councils surrounding us have actually done a fair bit of work in climate change, especially with sea level changes affecting their municipalities, and we need to do the same.
Thank you. Any other comments? Councillor Jarman to close. Thank you.
Thank you. Look, I do take note that some of the councils are moving leaps and bounds with single-use plastics. They're trying to make sure that a lot of councils are becoming more environmentally aware. We'd already put that through a couple of years ago, I think, where we were making sure that our events
making sure that we encourage that. So we're ahead anyway. So I'm certainly think it's great that other councils are jumping on board, but this going to our conference will certainly, hopefully, there'll be other notice of motions from other councils as well, and we'll get it through and make it sure that we're aware of it. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.1, workshops and briefing sessions held since the last council meeting. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
You do, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Laycock, seconder? Councillor Hollister, Councillor Laycock?
It's all there in the recommendation.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister? Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2 is the Mayor's monthly report. Do I have a mover, please?
I move.
Thank you. Councillor Hollister. Do I have a seconder?
Seconded.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne. Councillor Hollister.
Yes, it's quite obvious that we have a busy Mayor. Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Councillor Milbourne.
Nothing further to add.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.3, General Manager's Report for March 2019. Do I have a mover of the recommendation?
So moved.
Councillor Hollister, a seconder, please.
Second.
Councillor Jarman.
Sorry.
Councillor Hollister.
Just a question on a possibility. Is that the normal 2-year planning permit? Just an extension of 12 months, which is quite often done?
If through you, Madam Chair. The planning permit was only issued by council in, I think, August or September last year, so it's still got a time to run. This was an MOU that council entered into with Oak Possibility in relation to the actual parcel of land. So it's extending that while they finalise their building plans for approval.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman?
Yeah, just everything's there, but I'd just like to note that we're going to have that unveiling of the Mary Binks Memorial. I'm really pleased. So I hope a lot of people can attend. Very important lady. So we're honouring her in the proper way, I think. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
Yes, Mayor, just a question of the General Manager, and it's okay if you can't answer it off the top of your head tonight, but I'd like to know the budget for the Cradle, Devonport Cradle Country Marketing. Do
they have a budget down for that?
Sorry. Gone offline there, and also the budget for the Cradle Coast Authority's marketing budget for the year. I'm happy to wait for that.
In relation to the Devonport Cradle Country Marketing Group, the budget there is $15,000 per council with four councils, so $60,000. In relation to the component of the Cradle Coast budget that is allocated to tourism or marketing, mm-hmm. I'm not aware what the actual breakdown of that is, but I will provide that to you, take it on notice if that's okay.
That's fine, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Councillor Hollister to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.1, Governance, Finance and Community Service Committee meeting of the 18th of March. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
You do, Mayor.
Councillor Laycock.
Second.
Councillor Jarman. Councillor Laycock.
There's nothing further to add. It's all there in the minutes. The Governance, Finance and Community Service is always a good meeting to attend and to find out what's happening around our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Jarman.
My word, we opened up a can of worms with the electoral signage policy. Good to see that it actually worked. Well done.
Any other comments, questions? Councillor Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. I now need to move a motion to move into closed session, please.
So moved.
Thank you, Councillor Jarman.
Second.
Councillor Laycock. Any comments? I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you, everyone. I close the open session of the meeting at 6:49. Thank you.